Doug Bowles, in charge of the IMS, is in the studio here. It is still the greatest spectacle in motor racing.
It is still the greatest spectacle in racing. We have some folks that every once in a while try and steal that brand, and we make sure to remind them that that is definitely our brand for sure. We've been doing these travel around the state things really since 2016, where we get out and just thank the Hoosiers around the state, because the Indianapolis 500 doesn't exist, but for the entire state of Indiana, so many people make that part of their annual tradition to come. After the checkered flag falls every year, I'm like, wow, 365 days to go, and then the next thing you know, it's 31 days to go. It goes really quick.
Your affinity for this sport. I've talked to you lots of times, and you've done these interviews a gajillion times, but you're always excited about what you get to do, who you get to be around, and the spectacle of this particular race.
Well, I grew up a race fan, grew up an Indy 500 fan, so the idea that I actually work at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway still blows me away every day I wake up. But the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and the Indy 500 are so important to our entire state, so when you get to work there, you realize the racing is really important, but how do you get out and really get everybody excited in the state? Even if they're not race fans, I want them to say, you know what, I'm really proud of the fact that the Indy 500 is in my state. So for me to get out and tell the story, and more importantly, hear the story from fans and let them tell me, how did they fall in love with the Speedway? What are their traditions? When do they show up? How many years have they been going? It just energizes me every day when I get a chance to do that.
Doug Bowles rolled in today, a fairly normal ride. What are you driving today as you're going to Fort Wayne?
One of the terrible things about being president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is occasionally you have to drive some cars that Chevrolet asks you to drive. So today I'm driving a 2024 Chevrolet Corvette Stingray. It's red. It's really a terrible thing to have to drive around the state in, but that is one of the perks of the job. When people do see the excited side of me, the happy side, but we are running a business, so I do have my moments, and I get home sometimes, and my wife reminds me, hey, what's out in the driveway? And I'm like, okay, you got it. Yeah, it's all good. We're ready to go.
Doug Bowles, the leader of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, one of a whole bunch of incredible events and races. How did the Eclipse go? That was a pretty neat thing that the Indy Motor Speedway put together. Planned a little bit in advance for that.
We actually announced it on April 8th, 2018. We had no idea what we were going to do 6 years later, but we wanted to make sure that we put a stake in the ground that said, hey, we are going to do this. There's a lot of folks at the Speedway that are big NASA fans. And so we thought, this is really cool. And so, and we have a relationship with NASA before this, but we were really able to expand that relationship with NASA. We were one of their official sites. Purdue University jumped on board, and we had all these really cool activities for fans that were there, because you could have watched that eclipse in your backyard or off the side of the road in Indianapolis. So giving people a reason to come. So we had 50,000 people at the Speedway, including national television networks. Lester Holt from NBC, he broadcast his nightly news from the front stretch. So did CBS. The Weather Channel was there. It was just a neat opportunity to get people together and to have people at the Speedway just enjoying this spectacular moment. It was pretty cool.
I got to be honest with you. I was a little worried when Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel said he was coming, because he typically goes where weather is really dire and bad. You know, when he's doing a live 100%. Shot from your yard, you don't want to live in that particular spot.
And he was there for 2 days. He was there the day before and the day after, and he closed his last segment by dumping milk on him. You know, milk is our victory symbol. And I looked at him and I thought, oh my gosh, how cool is it you did that? I said, hey, did you bring a change of clothes? And he said, well, no, not really. I said, that's going to smell really bad later. So we ended up getting him a shirt and put a shirt on him. And as he put on his Is It May Yet Indy 500 shirt, the shirt, his Weather Channel, like that aqua blue letter, it was full of milk. He just threw it at me. He said, here, you can keep it. So I've got my Jim Cantore shirt. I made a mistake. I left it in my bag for like 4 days.
Oh.
And when I opened my bag up, my bag smelled and the shirt was fully stiff from the dried milk. But it was kind of cool. So we'll have a nice Jim Cantore memory. I am going to wash it. But
were you driving the car you were driving today, that day, by chance, smelly?
It was actually in the back of my Tahoe in a bag that I just throw my driving suit in, of all things. So the bag had to be aired out for sure.
Ooh, Doug Bowles is our guest. Speaking of milk, I see something sitting on the counter with signatures.
So,
what's
that? We decided, I mean, you do such a great job for all your listeners and for the state of Indiana and the things that you guys do for the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network. We thought you needed your own bottle of milk signed by three of our race car drivers. It looks like the Ray Hall Letterman team is the group that signed that. But we've been doing this since 2016. We pass bottles of milk out to people that are really important to the community, and you do such a great job. We decided that while we were stopping here, we should leave you with a bottle of milk.
Very kind. What's that signature right there? Who's that?
That may be Graham Rahal. I'm not sure.
It looks like a Graham. But I got a Graham Rahal story.
Yeah, I would love to hear it.
All right. Graham, and I forget who his buddy is, because all the drivers, a lot of them are buddies, right? They were driving somewhere in Indiana to get a part for something, right? Not a race car, but just a car right. they were working on or whatever. They heard me talking on our radio station about the Indy 500 and Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And I jokingly said on the air, hey, if any of you guys are listening, you know, just give me a call. And I said the number, right? Phone rings, Graham Rahal. he was giving somebody a ride to pick up a part so they could drive back separately somewhere in Indiana. True story, Graham Rahal story.
So Graham has a company, and he works on cars and helps people fix cars, and that does not surprise me. Graham is a great guy, a great ambassador for our sport. Never won the Indianapolis 500. Obviously, his dad did. He's one of those guys that if he won the Indy 500, I think our fans would go crazy because they know he loves the Motor Speedway and the 500 just as much as anybody.
I think I talked to you, it was many weeks ago, but you told me about this year's race. The ticket sales were brisk already then. Yeah. You're making a face like this is a good thing still tracking for this year's event?
Yeah, we are significantly up on last year. Last year was significantly up on 22. 22 was the best year we've had in the last 25 with the exception of the year we sold out in 2016. So it's possible that we could sell out our reserve seats. We'll see what happens, but it is definitely going like crazy, which I think says an awful lot about the product on the track. I think it says an awful lot about the history and tradition and those generational families and friends that come and how important that is. And I also think it's sort of a nod to the fact that Roger Penske's put $60 million in the customer experience since he bought the Speedway.
Roger Penske. Oh, there's another name. There's so many names around that place.
Absolutely.
The other part of obviously the event, aside from the race, is everything else. There's the concerts, there's the music, there's the parties, there's the fundraisers and all of that. Anything you want to touch on about race day and or leading up to race day?
No, I think in a way you just sort of defined what the Indy 500 is. It's a race, but it's really an event that happens to have a race. And there's all these other things that go in and around it that make the month of May so special and the Indy 500 so special. When Carl Fisher started it in 1909, it was just a race. And over time, it's turned into this massive event. And so many people just enjoy coming and doing all of the things around it. And they just happen to go to the race, and the race happens. And yes, we love the race. But it's all these other elements that elevate it from just a race to an event. And you talked about a lot of them. And they're all special and part of what makes it a big deal in May.
Last quick thing that I saw when I was prepping for our interview today. Florence, last week, you did something in a big group, went to Speedway, Indiana, right next to the track.
Yes.
Wow, what an event. Tell our listeners what you did there briefly.
Well, first of all, when you said Florence, I thought, oh, here's a Florence Henderson story coming.
No, different Florence.
So Florence, I had somebody reach out to me, actually a guy who was a TV reporter forever for motorsport. He's actually the voice of one of the California NBA teams, and said, hey, my friend Sandy Patty, who's a Hoosier from just around in this area, actually.
Mm-hmm. Anderson.
So Sandy Patty, and they wanted some help with a gal who lived in the town of Speedway who was in hospice and didn't think she had very long to live, and she knew she was probably going to miss the Indianapolis 500, and all her neighbors wanted to celebrate her. So they asked me if I'd bring the car, actually, that I'm driving today over and help her celebrate. So we did go over, and we showed up, and she was surprised, had no idea, so we pulled the pace car in. My wife drove the pace car. I actually drove a 1924 race car in, and we just had a really great time in her driveway for her, and unfortunately we lost her about a week later, but it was a really neat opportunity to celebrate a fan who'd helped make the Indy 500 so special.
Fantastic. I know you do a lot more of those kinds of things than people know. And you don't do it for attention. You do it because, as you said earlier, you're paying tribute and homage to Florence. God rest her soul.
Absolutely. In fact, I had no idea that this was – in fact, Susie Elliott, who's here with me today, who handles a lot of our media, neither one of us had any idea. I just agreed to do it.
Yeah.
Was going to show up. We were doing some other things at the Speedway that morning, so I was close.
Yep.
And I was pulling out of the driveway that morning with my wife, and my wife said, oh, my gosh, you can't go anywhere. I said, what are you talking about? And she said – one of the TV stations is saying you're going to go over to this lady's house today. So somebody had tipped off the TV. It was not us, because for us it was just a nice gesture. And when we got there, they had a bunch of TV stations, which I think for Florence made it feel even more special.
Oh,
she got interviewed, people talked to her. So I think it was a really neat moment for her to just kind of – celebrate with family and friends and neighbors and feel like she was special.
All right, Doug Bowles, ticket information about the race and everything else leading up to it, let them know how to get them.
IMS.com is the best way. Just go to the website. You can go there. You can always call the old landline, 317-492-8500, but IMS.com is really the best way to do it. And the best thing about our place, the ticket people you talk to, if you call, literally work at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. We're not outsourced somewhere. They can tell you what your seat's going to be like. They can work through your problems. They can help you upgrade. So that's one of the things. We try and keep that personal customer experience that literally is housed at the Speedway, not at some call center in
wherever.
Minnesota or wherever it ends up being.
Doug Bowles, our guest on WMUN. That from a yesterday conversation. Very honored to have him. Look at the pictures, by the way, of the pace car that was in front of our building yesterday. They let me actually sit in it for a photo or three. It took several people to get me out of those racing type seats. We did not get pictures or video of that.